Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's the 11 o'clock hour. We are expecting the sentencing of Mike Sanders coming up a little bit later on. We'll check in with Bill Grady when that does come down. But before we get to that, story coming to us out of Texas.
What do you think about this as a punishment for a kid whose mom found out he was bullying other kids? The story's out of Splendora, Texas. A mother made her son wear a shirt that read, "I am a bully," to school after she heard he had been bullying kids. She only wanted to go by her first name, Star, had him wear the shirt Friday to Greenleaf Elementary. She said, "I am a very old school parent. I don't coddle my kids. I don't sugarcoat the world to them." Mom said she had heard that her fifth grade son had been calling other students stupid and idiots. She posted images of her son wearing the shirt on Facebook, but eventually removed the post after negative feedback. She spoke to the school ahead of time about making her son wear the shirt, and they supported her decision. The school released a statement to KTRK that said parents have the right to make such decisions, and a counselor checked on the student throughout the day. Mom said he'll survive. He's already been treating his sisters better. He's already been treating his cousins better. He learned from it. That's all that matters.
576-7798. It's on our Facebook page. Kids wearing a gray shirt. On the front, it says, "I am a bully," and then not a happy face or a sad face, but a straight face, you know, two eyes and then the straight mouth. And then on the back, it says, "I am a bully," and underneath it, written in black, is sad face. What do you think of this punishment? 576-7798.
So she said the reason that she posted it, she said, was not to embarrass her kids. She said, "I posted it to reach out to the parents of any of the kids my son might have bullied so that each one of them could get a personal apology." She said she still stands by the decision. She said, even though the negative comments force her to take it down, she said afterward, she wanted to know what he learned from it. And he said, "I learned that I didn't like the way that felt, and I don't want anyone else to feel that way because of me." And she said, "That's exactly what I wanted him to learn from it."
Here's my take on a lot of these, and it's pretty cookie cutter. I like the punishment. I don't like the Facebook part of it.
Right.
It's one of those where, all right, you know, you got to come up with new ways to get kids not to bully. And his response is the answer you want. "I didn't like the way I was treated. I didn't like the way it felt." Good, because maybe he'll think about that the next time he wants to call somebody stupid or call somebody an idiot, like it says in the story. But I don't, again, it's 2018. I know this is what we do. You didn't have to put it up online.
Into the text line, "I am a tough mom of 9 children. That mom is a bully to her son, made clear by her response to his childish behavior at school. Having a talk and following up with teachers and students is the way to handle it, not publicly shaming him."
576-7798, what do you think? Tracy, you're first up on KMBZ. What do you think of this way of punishing a bully?
Well, I think the child probably learned the verbiage or the behavior somewhere close to home. And I think I don't agree with the punishment nor the post or anything else about it. I think that's called public shaming. And I think even the child going to school like that, what I think would have been more appropriate was to knock on the doors of the children that he bullied, and the mother and the child apologize to the parents and maybe take them a gift or something, and sincere apologies. But I think that there's nothing like when you're a child and you're being laughed at by the entire school to ruin you in some way for life.
I think you're going to find that to be a pretty common answer. And Tracy, thank you for it. 576-7798. That opens up a line for you.
What I like about this is that she talked to the teachers and the principal first before she did it. This was not just an impulsive decision for her to send her kid to school with this. I've got a longer statement from the school district that said, "This parent met with our counselor at Greenleaf Elementary School to talk about the student wearing the I Am a Bully t-shirt. The counselor, parent, and student met with all three of the student's teachers prior to entering the classroom. The parent explained her rationale for the student wearing the shirt to the teachers and the counselor. And so with that in mind, because we like to keep a safe, emotional, social environment, our counselor checked on the child throughout the day and plans to follow up with the student and the parent early this week. The fact that she checked ahead of time and had, you know, there was a meeting between her and the teachers and the counselor, and they talked about it, which means they also talked about his bullying. You know, that conversation, I'm sure, included the thing that he was doing to other kids. And I'm sure it was explained to him, here is the punishment that I am choosing to give you, and here is why. That's exactly how we want you to parent. I mean, that's, you know, the fact that you're thinking about it, and from a teacher standpoint, you're explaining to the kid, here is what you did wrong, and here's your punishment, and making sure he understands it. That's exactly what you want.
And his response was the answer you were looking for probably when you first walked into that teacher's office or that counselor's office. He said, I didn't like the way it felt.
Yeah. It's you're right. It's public shaming, and it was humiliating for him. And I don't generally support that. I don't generally think that's the right way to punish kids. But the fact that they met with the teachers ahead of time and they met with him ahead of time and there was a professional in the room who could explain, here's what you did wrong and here's why mom is choosing to do this, and the counselor's checking in through the day to make sure it wasn't a traumatic experience, she handled this the right way.
If someone's going to say he was humiliated, remember, I think his answer was what you want, because he didn't like the way it felt. Well, guess what? When you're calling kids stupid and you're calling kids idiots, they're embarrassed, they're humiliated, and this is going on in front of the rest of the school or in front of that group of kids or wherever they may be. I don't hate this. The only thing I can't stand about it is she put it up on Facebook.
Because that wasn't necessary.
No.
You accomplished, you were being a good parent. You know, you accomplished your goal with the one day that you had the kid wear the shirt to school. And that way, you're only embarrassing him in front of the people that he hurt. But you put it out on Facebook, and you can say it's to, you know, see who else needs an apology. You could have done that without posting the picture of him with the t-shirt. You know, you could have found the other kids that he needed to get an apology from or give an apology to by using the teacher and the counselor to find out who all he bullied. This was not necessary.
And I love the, oh, I'm an old school teacher. I don't coddle my kids. You posted it on Facebook. That means you're a new school millennial parent. You did exactly the opposite of what you should have done. An old school parent would have taken care of it and not told the entire world, look how great I am in my parenting. Like that one guy who filmed his kid running to school in the rain. Mm-hmm. It's a fine punishment if that's what you want. But to put the thing on Facebook, it does a disservice to your kid. It's like when someone tells you they keep it real because they'll say anything on their mind. Yeah, but half the time you sound like a jackass. All right. 576-7798. Do you like this punishment? Mixed bag on Facebook. We'll get to your comments there. We'll talk to Colin and Travis and Logan. She made him wear a t-shirt to school that said, I am a bully, on the front and on the back. He said he didn't like the way it felt. He didn't like the way he was treated. Did the message get through? What'd you think of this tactic? 576-7798. 576-7798. Talking about the story out of Texas,
where a mom made her fifth grade son wear a t-shirt to school that said, I am a bully. Stories out of KTRK, ABC 13, Splendora, Texas. A mom who heard her son had been bullying kids at school came up with a creative way to teach him a lesson. Mom said he was calling other boys stupid, calling them idiots, and when she learned what her son was doing, she had him wear the t-shirt that said, I am a bully, to school on Friday. She posted the pictures on Facebook, but said the goal wasn't to embarrass her son. The goal was so that any parents of other kids that her son had bullied could then see that and then know that her kid needed to give an apology. Negative comments made her take down the post. And again, what I like about this is that beforehand, she approached the school. The parent met with the counselor at Greenleaf Elementary School. The counselor, mom, and the kid met with all three of the student's teachers before going into the classroom. The parent explained her rationale for the student wearing the shirt to school, and they checked on him throughout the day to make sure that he was okay. And in the end, he learned his lesson.
What do you think of this idea? 576-7798. Right to the phones. Colin, you're on KMBZ. What do you think of this t-shirt mom had her kid wear?
I'm usually not a fan of punishments when it comes to shaming kids, especially since I was a recipient of bullying very strongly when I was younger, actually at the same age as this kid. And I have never been a very big fan of it, but I definitely have very little sympathy when it comes to the issue. The problem I have is Facebook. The entire reason that she put it on there is for none of, it's for no benefit. And I would have thought that instead of doing something throughout the entire day in front of the whole class and everything, I would have more done the old school walk up to the house and say sorry, or have them read a letter of apology to him, to the other kids. And the thing is with, when you do the act of shaming, especially when you put it online, it's going to come back. And there's a good chance he will end up getting bullied himself for this, if that is, once it circulates back around.
Why do you say, so the repercussion you think will be he'll get bullied, now he will be the one to get the bullying?
Yes, I think there is a strong possibility of it. It's just with the act of shaming, and especially with it being put online, that you will, there is a, just with my experiences, and I was never a bully myself, but with what I've seen, it tends to be a cycle that doesn't stop, especially when it's something like that.
Okay. Hey, Colin, thank you so much for sharing your story, man. We definitely appreciate it. Travis, you're next up on KMBZ.
Hey, Jamie Wickie, how you doing today?
All right.
Good. Hey, I'm just coming in with kind of a mixed bag of right and wrongs as far as my opinion on this whole situation. Little background, I was definitely the bully in this situation when I was a lot younger. Pretty much, you know, from elementary through middle school into high school, I definitely worked my way out of it. But if I could go back as myself now and talk to myself back then, I would do a lot more than just wear a, you know, make me wear a t-shirt. I would definitely have a firm talking to and, you know, smack myself silly into, you know, figuring out what's right and wrong. But as far as what this lady did, I'm all for it. If I had to wear a t-shirt back in the day that said I'm a bully, I mean, I would even make it hot pink and, you know, make me wear a just ridiculous outfit. I think that would resonate a lot more than having to, you know, go up and talk to their parents and apologize to them formally, because I've done that. And yeah, it sucks for the time being, but as far as, you know, feeling the exact way that the kids that you bullied, if you feel the exact way that they did, I mean, that's going to resonate a lot more, in my opinion. You're going to feel exactly how they felt, the way that, you know, they were treated by everybody, for anybody that, you know, makes fun of you. So I think that she was spot on with that. As far as putting it online, I think that's just self-affirmation more than anything. I mean, that's a whole other can of worms as far as bullying.
It's a different aspect of this. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Travis. 576-7798. She made him wear the t-shirt that said, "I am a bully to school." What do you think of that idea? It's on our Facebook page and Twitter. You can check it out while we wait for you to jump in. We go to Logan on KMBZ. What do you think of the idea of this t-shirt, Logan?
I think Mom did the right idea. I think she did good. She called ahead and talked to the school and everything and all that. I mean, the Facebook, yeah, not so much. But, I mean, on Facebook, she was getting bullied by other people because of what she did. So people saying that what she was doing was wrong, but they're bullying the mom now. So it's just all bull. I don't know. I can't really say what went, but
that's all right, Logan. We hear you, man. Thanks for the phone call. I think it's like yesterday we talked about late in the show about those strips to test heroin. If the end game is to have this kid stop bullying, to me, this is, and if we learn in the next 2 or 3 years he doesn't bully at all, I feel like we can look back and say, good job, Mom. This was a great plan.
Again, the thing that I like about this, I don't like the public shaming. I think it never should have gone on Facebook. That's mom trying to brag about her creative parenting. Mm-hmm. That's not trying to do anything for that kid, and that's why she got the negative comments. But again, it's because she met with the school ahead of time, you know? And I think if the counselors had said to her, no, this is going to be traumatic for your child, then maybe she wouldn't have done it. But the counselors didn't say that. And they checked on him through the day, so they were aware of it ahead of time. It was the smart way to do it. It also means that the school district wasn't blindsided by the publicity that this got. So the school district knew ahead of time, you might be in the news because mom did this as a punishment. So everybody kind of knew ahead of time.
It felt like this was done all, like every box was checked and all the things were, like it was done in the right manner, except for the Facebook part. Eric writes on our Facebook page, speaking of Facebook, mom made him do it, so it's all good for me. Would be different if a school was making him wear it. Scott writes, well, at least we know where he gets the bullying from. Laura writes, becoming a bully doesn't happen overnight. The mom must have missed many red flags. And instead of addressing the core issues as to why he was doing this, she chose a pretty minimalistic and ineffective parenting approach of shaming instead of educating and helping her son. 576-7798. Rod, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Rod?
Good morning. Look, guys, I'm a African-American male.
All right.
About 58 years old. I think we're turning our whole society of young men and young kids into a bunch of softies. I will use a different word, pussy, but softies, because we're eliminating the competitive spirit of learning and experiencing things that demand more of us to try to overcome. I was a young kid, went to Catholic school, all-white school, high school, grade school, and I was bullied when I was a Boy Scout, but I think it made us tougher living through. We had gangs, block street gangs, that, bullies, but I think it made us stronger, made me stronger, overcoming fears, overcoming challenges, overcoming bullies. Learning how to solve problems on my own, you know, with parent advice, learning how to protect myself. All these things were advocacies, I think, that made me a more independent individual.
Are you trying to say that bullying is a good thing?
I'm not saying bullying in itself is a good thing. What I'm saying is that we're eliminating the ability for these young folks to solve their independent problems through our parents or other folks intervening. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, bullying, I mean, you can't tell me about bullying. I lived through it. I mean,
yeah, but the problem, Rod, now is a lot of kids aren't living through that bullying. Right. A lot of kids are, and when you were. And you said you're 58, so you were born in 1960. You were this kid's age. It was 1971. There was no internet. There was no social media. You could get away from it when you left that Catholic school or whatever school. I'm sorry, I missed the denomination. But you could get away from it. You could go home. It's everywhere, and it follows these kids more than ever. So it's not the same as it was in the
70s. I agree. The technology has
ruined everything.
Yeah.
It has. Hey, Rod, appreciate the call, man. We got to get to the news, so I do have to cut you off, but we appreciate you getting in. 576-7798. We'll take Michael and a few others coming up on the other side. A lot more on Facebook and Twitter and text as well at 22980. More of your phone calls talking about the story out of Texas. Mom made him wear a shirt after she found out he was bullying. The shirt said, "I am a bully." On both sides. And the interesting part is she cleared it with the school first.
Yeah, and we'll get to your calls here because you were waiting on for a while. But yeah, she asked the counselors and teachers ahead of time, what do you think? And they didn't tell her no.
The problem most people have with it is that she put it up on Facebook to tell the world that she was a great mother. 576-7798. Couple more calls to get to, including Amy on KMBZ. What's up, Amy?
This mom's my hero.
All right.
I love that she put it on Facebook because we have to be creative. My kid has been bullied since sixth grade. He's now sophomore. And I love that she put it on Facebook so us other moms can be like, you know what? That's a great idea. Maybe we should try that. Because these kids have to feel what the other kids are feeling, that they've been bullied. And that's the only way. And embarrassment, one of my other kids comes home and she acts completely different at home, which all kids do. But they're like, well, we don't do that at school because we're not going to be embarrassed. here. Okay, well, if that's going to get through to them, we've got to do something to get all this bullying stopped.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's a fine idea until you went to social media. That's the only problem I have with it, Amy.
As I said, I think it's a great idea because then other parents can, I mean, she did perfect. She went to the school and everything. And if other parents need some ideas on how to fix their kids, it's a great idea.
Well, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it. Michael, you're on KMBZ.
Good morning. Yep. Compared to what happened that I know for a fact in 1971, 82, and preface this, you shouldn't have put it on Facebook. My opinion, I hate Facebook. But anyway, 1971 or 2, Catholic school, a little physical contact involved, so it was bullying. The child was made to apologize to the student at their home and was expelled permanently. So compare that to what happens these days.
Go on.
What do you mean? I mean, go on, yeah. I mean, she wore a shirt. I mean, this kid was expelled from the school.
So what you're saying is that anything that we do these days doesn't compare to expelling the kid?
I don't think that compares. I guess what I'm saying is it's a pretty soft punishment to make someone wear a shirt as opposed to being expelled from school.
Okay. I mean, expelling a kid for bullying. Does everybody get it? I mean, he called a kid stupid and idiots. Does that warrant expulsion?
Some people would not even call that bullying. Some people would just call that, you know, picking on another kid.
Right.
Like, not everything is bullying.
And not everything is extreme bullying to the point where a kid should get expelled. But, I mean, look, if you want to put an end to it, you say, look, if you bully, and here's what we're going to call bullying, and we have the final say, and we could expel you, then Michael's taking a very hard line stance.
Someone just asked on the text line, does she need a T-shirt that says, I raised a bully? Yeah, I mean, some would say this is bullying your kid, mm-hmm. you know, and that kids learn that at home.
So. Interesting. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you always getting in, man. Brian, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Brian?
Well, look what happens with bullying these days. Kids that's been bullied tend to, but they have found out that some of these school shootings are done by children that's been bullied. I think this is a very good idea, and putting it on social media, yeah, that's a double-sided sword because, yeah, one, you think she's wanting gratitude, but at the same time, how else will we learn about it if it's not out there on social media or there's a news story about it or something else? I mean, I think it's a great idea to teach this child that it's not right to bully. I mean, when I was in school, I was bullied, and more often than not, I fought my bullies, but they still were bigger than me and everything else, and I got my butt kicked. But, you know, at the same time, I come back next week and do the same thing again. My eighth grade year, I was suspended 13 times for fighting because I didn't take it. I grew up with four older brothers, so I was, you know, used to fighting. But these days, they don't fight. The children bring guns to school. So if this is another step in trying to remedy this situation, I'm all for it.
Okay. Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate you getting in, Brian. And he's right. I mean, sometimes kids are going to this extreme. And we, you know, fortunately, we haven't heard anything about a massive school shooting yet. School's only been in session for about a month now, if that. But sometimes kids go to that extreme, yeah. And that's what's frightening.
Yeah.
It's over on our Facebook page. You can check it out at facebook.com/981KMBZ. By the way, you know, not related to a school shooting yet, but a quick update. There is an active shooter situation going on right now in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is outside of Madison. Authorities are responding to a shooter at a commercial building. The building houses Esker Software. No idea what that is. Multiple reports of an active shooter in Dane County up there. 50 police and FBI vehicles are on the scene. They've locked down all the schools. The Middleton Police Department has put out a statement and a tweet. Please lock all doors, stay inside, and shelter in place until further notice. People in the building are sheltering in place. There's a couple of schools in there, as mentioned. It's about 6 miles outside of Madison. So we do have an active shooter situation going on up in Wisconsin. If there is any news to that, we'll have it for you.
Real quick, speaking of parenting styles, we've got a new term that I had never heard.
Hmm?
Out of Fox News, move over helicopter parents and tiger moms. A whole new breed of terrifying moms and dad has arrived just in time for the new school year. The lawnmower parent. In recent weeks, the so-called phenomenon of such parents has gone viral on Facebook after an anonymous middle school teacher shared the tale of a supposed run-in with a real-life lawnmower dad to educator blog We Are Teachers. The post, which has been shared, it's now gotten 2,300 likes and 12,000 shares. The post is called Lawnmower Parents Are the New Helicopter Parents and We Are Not Here For It. The unnamed teacher recalls being summoned to the school's office to pick up something a parent dropped off for a student. Believing it would be an essential item like an inhaler or money for dinner, the teacher was shocked to find out that a father went out of his way to deliver an insulated water bottle for the daughter. In the post, lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. Instead of preparing children for challenges, they mow obstacles down so kids won't experience them in the first place.
Oh, God.
So this is the dad that showed up in a suit midday. The dad sheepishly began with, "Hi, sorry," before handing over the bottle. The writer says, dad said, Remy, the child, kept texting me that she needed it. I texted back, don't they have water fountains at your school? But I guess she had to have it out of the bottle.
Ah, no.
And the teacher remembered he laughed as if to say, teenagers, am I right? although the educator voiced empathy with the motivations of a person not wanting to see their child struggle, he or she could not believe the parent of a middle schooler would be pampered over such a minor matter as forgetting a water bottle at home. And so this now is getting a lot of attention. The teacher said when parents deprive their children of opportunities to practice the skills like going without your water bottle, their parenting is actually detrimental to their kids. In fact, what they are communicating is, I don't think you're capable of handling this on your own.
I hate this. And I feel like this is my generation. I feel like this is my millennial parents out there that are lawnmower parents that are going to make sure little Timmy and little Sally have no adversity in their life whatsoever as they go through their younger years.
Yeah, this is going too far.
Yes.
But, you know, I guess if you feel like your kid needs it, then okay. But I just think you're teaching their kid that, you know, they won't just be okay without every little thing handled. But so anyway, lawnmower parents, that's the new parenting term.
Oh, God, that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. I will vow not to be, and I don't know what kind of parent I'm going to be, but I will vow that my kid's going to struggle and not get everything that they want and will try to overcome adversity. She had to have the water bottle and couldn't just drink out of the water fountain? You got to be kidding me.
So,
you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, so that story we can put out there if you'd like to see and let us know if you think there's anything wrong with bringing the water bottle to your kid's school.
Coming up, we have a, I love these airport satisfaction surveys. These are tremendous. Of all the airports in the country, where do you think KCI ranks in size over, in sizes, you know, all the airports, the different sizes, they kind of split them up. Where does it rank? We've got new answers for you.
New KCI cannot get here soon enough.
We'll
that
tell you.
New terminal cannot get here soon enough.
Also, it's been announced or it's been leaking who's going to be at halftime of the Super Bowl. We'll tell you both of those coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control. So it's midday with Jamie and Wicket. Page Six is reporting that this will be your halftime show for the 2019 Super Bowl. You want to crank that Maroon 5 back up, Travis, or is it gone? It's gone. Maroon 5 will be the halftime performers of this year's Super Bowl. Two sources have confirmed a Variety. Reps for the group in the NFL wouldn't immediately confirm or deny this, but it's a pretty safe pick. is what it is.
So who went to, they were just here, right?
Yep.
Anybody go to the show and are thrilled about this? I did not go to the show, but this will be good. They're, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, high energy. They'll fill the stage. Everybody loves Adam Levine. They've been around long enough that they've got a lot of hits they can play. Their songs are really upbeat. They don't do a ton of ballads. So I think that's a good pick.
If they do a medley, you'll know everything. Like, yeah. I was just at the show, and it was a really good show. It was sold out. They're selling out arenas.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the Super Bowl is this year, but it'll be like the Bruno Mars show. It'll be like Justin Timberlake last year in Minneapolis. It'll be a good show. It's the one thing that everyone in this country hates.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the choice is for the Super Bowl halftime show, if it's a pop artist, the metalheads will come out and say it should be Slayer. Yeah. And if it's somebody that's more leans more rap, then you'll get people who say it should be country. And if it's a country, you can't make anybody happy with the halftime show at the Super Bowl. It's a fine pick. It hasn't been confirmed. It's a fine pick. They've got 38 million fans on Facebook. They're one of the biggest bands on the planet. They're going part of their world tour after they get done with the U.S. this fall. They go to Australia and all over Europe. I think it's a fine pick. Do I love Maroon 5? No, but I'll watch.
It's in Atlanta, by the way. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Everybody loves Adam Levine. Everybody loves Adam Levine.
I think a lot of people hate Adam Levine because he's pretty.
He's really pretty.
And he's got a high voice. A lot of people cannot stand Adam Levine. Keep in mind, too, he's got quite the following from The Voice.
Yes.
You know, not just their musical career, but a lot of people know Adam Levine as he's been on every season of The Voice, he and Blake Shelton. So, and I don't know if you were to bring somebody else with him, I don't know who you would do, but a lot of people just can't stand him because of the high pitch. Because he sounds like a girl.
We'll put this up on Facebook if you want to read more about it. But your halftime show, most likely, not totally confirmed, but usually about now is when it starts to leak out, will most likely be Maroon 5 when the Super Bowl is played early February, I want to say, in Atlanta, Georgia.
So KCI Edgemoor, which is the team that is behind the new single terminal plan for the airport, this week started the first of 7 open houses to talk about the progress on the new terminal. So project leaders are showing up at all these meetings. You can ask questions. You can see the designs, which are up online as well. So if you've missed them so far, there is one tonight at the Irene B. French Community Center from 4:30 until 6. They've got them. There's like 6 or 7 more that you can go check out. And so it comes at a time when J.D. Power and Associates is out with the 2018 North America Airport Satisfaction Study. So the good news out of this is that airports set a record for passenger satisfaction amid higher passenger volumes and ongoing construction projects. If you've flown to airports around the country, it seems like you got construction all over the place. So the good news is that overall satisfaction reached an all-time high.
Oh, good.
I think this is out of 1,000 points is what they...
Yes, it
is. Yes, 1,000-point scale. So overall customer satisfaction scores hit an all-time high of 761. Keep in mind, this is out of 1,000. There was an increase in TSA communication, so people were happier with security checkpoints. That's good. And the highest scoring component of the airport experience is check-in and baggage check, which has been going up consistently since airports started implementing self-service kiosks and bag tagging. Okay, so they separate this into what they call mega airports, large airports, and medium airport rankings. So mega airports are airports like, well, I'll just tell you, the top 3 on the list, which I have never flown through Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 3.
The new one is amazing.
Is it? Okay, I've never flown through Detroit.
My family is there, obviously, when we fly in. There's the new airport, and then there's the updated but still old terminal. And the new one is unbelievable. It's long and straight, and you take, when you get in, there's 99 gates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I flew in for a connecting or whatever, and my flight was coming out of gate 91, and I was at gate 2. But they have this big train that goes over everything that is really, really cool. They have tons of restaurants. Yeah, the new Detroit terminal is phenomenal.
Okay, well, that's not 1. So out of mega airports, Las Vegas is 1. Keep in mind, 1,000 points possible. Nobody's killing it here. 781 is the highest. So, no, you know, that's a solid B. Let's see.
By the way, the 6 factors: terminal facilities, airport accessibility. Remember all these when you're thinking about KCI. Security check, baggage claim, check-in baggage check, and food and beverage.
So top 3 for mega airports are Las Vegas, Orlando, and Detroit. And then you've got Yeah, I mean, they rank the top 25 mega airports. Then we go to large airport rankings. Okay. And I'll tell you that Kansas City falls in the large airport rankings. The top four in this list are: number one was John Wayne Airport out of Orange County, California. Number two was Dallas Love Field. Number three was Portland, Oregon International Airport. And number four was Nashville International Airport. Top on this list got 850 points out of large airport rankings. So let me scroll.
It's going to take you a while.
Chicago Midway shows up somewhere in the middle. Keep going. Oh, there's St. Louis. St. Louis comes in at, I don't know, maybe number 18 at 751.
Keep going.
I'm going.
Oakland, I've been to. There you go. Philadelphia. And there's some other airports in here. Did you get to it yet?
I'm working on it. And then you get to KCI, which comes in second from the bottom at 733 points. The way they rate these are kind of: five stars gets you among the best, four stars gets you better than most, three stars gets you about average, and two stars get you the rest. We are labeled about average, and the only airport on this list that is lower than us in terms of large airports is LaGuardia, which is a mess in New York.
I've never been to LaGuardia.
There are fewer airports that I would less like to fly through than LaGuardia. So we rank second from the bottom on that one.
In the large airports. By the way, the medium airports, Buffalo, Indy, and Southwest Florida International are your your top three, I should say. The overall scores for these, you know, you said it was at 1,000. KCI got a 733. Of the, what are there, 50 airports on this? It is the third lowest ranking, the third lowest score out of any size airport in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably 25 in each. So, yeah, that's pretty bad.
LaGuardia got a worse score, as you mentioned, and Newark.
Does it tell you anywhere the specific scores that we got for the six categories?
I can find it real quick.
That's maybe something we can get into after news a little bit. Just this is why we're getting a new terminal, people. This is why. Because it's no fun to be second from the bottom. It's no fun to be that low.
And third worst overall.
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of scores. So, I mean, I could tell you all day why we're second from the bottom, but people continue to tell me how wonderful it is. So I don't believe you.
I'm surprised they didn't get high on the convenience scale. Usually that'll bump you up because of the it's so convenient scale.
See, here's the thing about convenience. It has more to do with the length of time it takes you between when you park your car and when you get to board your airplane. There's actually more to it than that.
733, the third lowest score of any airport in the country.
We got to track down the individual scores. We'll work on that during.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.